Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, violinist Vanessa May, some Cecilia Bartoli, a little Mahler, and of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some music by Bach. What a great way to start. So, his Toccato and Fugue in D minor was originally in a performance by organ, but we're going to hear it today on a performance by violin. And this is by the very talented Vanessa May. Now, she was a child prodigy and, you know, still continues to perform and do great things. She was born back in 1978. I know a little old for some people, but for the rest of us, not too long ago, and is a British violinist. People referred to her back then as a violin techno-acoustic fusion. She actually was one of the first people to kind of combine all kinds of music together, which I think is fabulous. As a former child prodigy, she became a very successful crossover violinist, with album sales reaching at that time, making her one of the wealthiest younger entertainers in the United Kingdom at that time. But her real talent is she definitely has mastered the violin and collaborating a little bit of pop and a lot of classical. But she has more talents, if that's not enough. She is actually competed as a skier and was going to be in the 2014 Winter Olympics as a downhill skier representing Thailand. And she's also very open about her personal life. She's quite candid. She says she's been quoted as saying, "You don't need a ring to say I love you." Well, I think she says I love you in her music, so let's take a listen. Thank you. Well, if that hasn't woken you up, I don't know what will. The incredible early talents of Vanessa May. And that was Bach's Staccato and Fugue from her recording, The Violin Player. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. And this next artist really took the world by storm when she released her first album. She is of Italian background. She is a coloratura mezzo-soprano singer and also a recitalist. She is best known for her interpretations of music of Mozart and Rossini, as well as for her performances of some lesser-known Baroque and Renaissance and classical works. Basically, she can do it all. So let's take a listen. This is some music by Vivaldi. Here is Cecilia Bartoli.
Thank you.
The incredible voice of Cecilia Bartoli and some music by Vivaldi, Sposa son disperazata. And now we're coming to, you might call, the meat of the program. Now, I know that there's many a person out there that's not quite a Mahler fan, but they don't realize that he wrote some incredibly passionate and complexly beautiful music. And we're going to sample some of that today. Now, this comes from his Ninth Symphony. It was written in the last years of his life. And they always say something about the Ninth Symphony, that it means a lot and it's the passing farewell. But some say it follows the curse of it. And in essence, it is the belief that is destined to be the composer's last. But in the case of Mahler, he did receive news of his own fate back in 1907, being told by his physician that he was suffering to a fatal heart disease. But some scholars differ in opinion, and some report it is to actually be his 10th symphony, if you factor in his Song of the Earth. In any case, it is an emotionally intense part. We're going to hear the happier side of it, the third movement, the Rondo Burlesque. Well, I think that about says it all. Some incredible music by Mahler, performed by incredible musicians, the members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, with Sergei Olchorty conducting, and some excerpts from, well, a portion of Mahler's Ninth Symphony. Some really great timpani and brass playing in there. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And let's continue now with some music by Paul Schoenfeld. Now, this is an American composer whose music is inspired a lot by folk traditions, as well as by traditional music. But, you know, like all composers and all great musicians, it's with a little twist. Today's selection comes from his four parables for piano and orchestra. The movement is called Senility's Ride. Now, this was inspired while he met a man while living in Vermont who was slowly going a tad senile. The work is a taste of the nostalgia, as he spoke of his life, musing, and at the end, and I quote, "Life is tantamount to a burlesque show." Beautiful movement, beautiful words. Here is Jeffrey Cahane and the New World Symphony with John Nelson. Thank you. Jeffrey Kahne and the New World Symphony with John Nelson and Paul Schoenfeld's Senility Strides. Some fabulous finger playing in that. And that comes from his four parables for piano and orchestra. And this is Classical Chaos, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret, and it is the time in the program, you know, which is kind of required, and it's called Oboe Music Time. Today, some music by Robert Nicholas Charles Boucher. Now, he was a competent musician at the early age of 7. Well, there's lots of people that can do a lot of great things at young ages. So, in any case, he began writing music for the operas and opera comique at the time. However, in 1817, he did become entangled by, well, let's say just a little bit of trouble. He actually was convicted of counterfeiting, fraud, and forgery, and did fly to London, or fled, train, walked, horsed, I don't know, to London to avoid persecution. He was convicted and was sentenced to 12 years of hard labor in a fine of 40,000 francs. It's a lot of money back then. He did get out and helped found the Royal Academy of Music back in 1821. Became its secretary, and he taught there for quite some time. But when his criminal conviction was actually revealed back in 1826, he was forced to resign. But in the interim, like many of a composer who have very colorful lives, he managed to create some great music. This time, a work for an inspiring arrangement of oboe and harp. And some great performers as well, Hans-Jörg Schellenberger and Margit Anisus. This is the Nocturne in F major. Thank you. Beautiful playing. Hans-Jörg Schellenberger joined by Margit Anasus, and that was the Nocturne in F major by Robert Nicholas Charles Buscher. Always good to have four names. It makes for a good acronym. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Until next time, but I'm going to leave you with something just maybe a little different. Are you ready for it? It's called Air Supply.
Write the words I want to see.